2000. Passage 1. A history of long and effortless success can be a dreadful handicap, but, if properly handled, it may become a driving force. When the United States entered just such a glowing period after the end of the Second World War, it had a market 8 times larger than any competitor, giving its industries unparalleled economies of scale. Its scientists were the world's best, its workers the most skilled. America and Americans were prosperous beyond the dreams of the Europeans and Asians whose economies the war had destroyed. It was inevitable that this primacy should have narrowed as other countries grew richer. Just as inevitably, the retreat from predominance proved painful. By the mid-1980s, Americans had found themselves at a loss over their fading industrial competitiveness. Some huge American industries, such as consumer electronics, had shrunk or vanished in the face of foreign competition. By 1987, there was only one American television maker left, Zenith. Now there is none. Zenith was bought by South Korea's LG Electronics in July. Foreign-made cars and textiles were sweeping into the domestic market. America's machine tool industry was on the ropes. For a while, it looked as though the making of semiconductors, which America had invented, and which sat at the heart of the new computer age, was going to be the next casualty. All of this caused a crisis of confidence. Americans stopped taking prosperity for granted. They began to believe that their way of doing business was failing, and that their incomes would therefore shortly begin to fall as well. The mid-1980s brought one inquiry after another into the causes of America's industrial decline. Their sometimes sensational findings were filled with warnings about the growing competition from overseas. How things have changed. In 1995, the United States can look back on 5 years of solid growth while Japan has been struggling. Few Americans attribute this solely to such obvious causes as a devalued dollar or the turning of the business cycle. Self-doubt has yielded to blind pride. American industry has changed its structure, has gone on a diet, has learnt to be more quick-witted, according to Richard Kavanaugh, executive dean of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. It makes me proud to be an American, just to see how our businesses are improving their productivity, says Stephen Moore of the Cato Institute, a think tank in Washington, D.C. And William Solomon of the Harvard Business School believes that people will look back on this period as a golden age of business management in the United States.